Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go.
You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet. The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got a living legend, you know what I'm saying? An inspirational, motivational, you know what I'm saying? Entrepreneur, rap mogul, killing the game. Even when he ain't killing the game, you feel me? The big partner, Jack Frost, what's good, my dude?
What's good, boy?
It's good
to be back on here with you. It's been a while since we did a segment, but I'm blessed. I appreciate the love and the support. I'm here with you, man. I'm feeling good and inspired today and ready to get on here and inspire some people out there. I'm right here with you, boy. You good?
Oh, yeah. For the most part, you know what I'm saying? Definitely an honor to have you back.
For sure. I appreciate the love, man. Like, never before. Like, you're like a brother to me, man. You've been through the struggle with me, and some of the things that you've been doing and saying lately have inspired me to pick up a lot of things and get back in tune with a lot of movements. And, man, I'm feeling blessed today. I'm good. I'm ready.
That's what's up, my dude. And likewise, G, just on the strength, you know what I'm saying, to seeing that you still 10 toes down and going hard, you know what I'm saying, that shit inspire me, bro. For real.
You already know. My daughter, Jazzy Bell, shout out to Jazzy Bell, baby, hold your head up. Be yourself today, free yourself, you did. But she got a song called 10 Toes Down. It's funny you said that, but I wanted to show baby girl some love. She going through some troubles over there in Indiana. I hope she touched down. But just know you got your family right here. We rooting for you. You're going to be all right, baby. Hold your head up. Stay strong. Everything going to be okay.
That's what's up. Free Jazzy, for real. You already know what it is.
Straight up.
And me. So, like, you know what I mean? Let's get straight into it. Me and you working, you know what I'm saying? One of the things, you know what I'm saying, we got going on, by me flooding the prisons throughout the United States and Mexico, you know, some prisoners had submitted some poems, creating a poetry book called Bars of Hope. And, you know what I'm saying, just so happened, you being a great poet, a great lyricist, you know what I'm saying? You definitely a part of it, which is, I think is definitely an honor, my dude. Hey, Bars of Hope be in stores real, real soon. You know what I'm saying?
Like, lovely.
Yeah, hey, so like when I gave you the assignment, you know what I'm saying, the poetry, the feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was your take on it? Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, what was crazy, right? Like, when I first went down, got to the joint in 2016, right? I wrote on a piece of paper. There's a formula called I times V equals R. That's imagination times vividness equals reality. And many spiritual, motivational people and aspirants that adhere to, like, universal laws, put this formula in place for manifesting stuff. So I encourage you to write these things on paper, right? So one of the goals that I wrote down in 2 to 5 years was to have a poetry book in rotation. I was writing pieces in the county. I wrote pieces since I've been here. And I was like, okay, I got to get this together. I didn't have a clue about how this was going to come about. I just knew that I was going to do it, and I was determined to do it. But I'm a firm believer sometimes universally blessings come through other people. Now, you and I hadn't even spoke about this yet. But, like, when you rolled it out on the table to me, and the opportunity came out, and you spoke about it, I was like, wow. It took my mind back to me writing that down that day. And I'm like, man, Smith just opened the door for me to let this dream come into place, whether I get one poet in, a poem in there or 1,000. But like, you didn't realize how you opened the door for me in the same way in the past I probably opened doors for you to do things. Like, we don't realize how we become each other's blessings if we just open to inspiring somebody else or being genuine with our moves. So like I told you about that story, and it kind of gave me chills at the time I was telling you because, man, like, this is real. I'm a matter of fact, I'm going to hold that paper, and when we touch down, I'm going to show it to you. Like, I never lose it, and it's by my side. So I was inspired, man. I feel like I can get a lot of poetry across to people that's going through the same thing I'm going through. Father and hope is real because sometimes being behind these walls, you know, we come up with the greatest stuff, man. You got great poets here, great artists, great rappers. You got guys who monsters and so on stuff. They can probably come out with clothing lines and stuff or whatever, but this opportunity you gave me was a chance for me to reach the world or reach an audience with my poems and my poetry just like I was doing with the music. So, man, like, you have no idea how profound that was for you to just offer the opportunity for me to walk that path. Like, you made my dreams come true in that aspect. So, I appreciate that. But, bars and hope, man, I can't wait to read the book. I hope it inspires somebody. It's a great piece of poetry in that that was inspired by my father. Like, real quick on the story, when we used to walk downtown, he probably don't even remember, but he was walking real fast. And sometimes he'd hold my hand, I would try to keep up with him. But I seen how, like, he was in the mood to get stuff done and get to what he had to do, whether it was to be the work, or the shoe shine, or hit the train, or whatever. So that was an analogy for life to me. Sometimes I can't keep up with those steps or feel his shoes to certain degrees, but once I grew a little more mature, I realized the pace of those steps, what they meant, and how the following his footsteps in positive ways, like, hopefully my sons can pick up on that same thing too one day. So it's a real inspirational piece, man. It's called In Your Footsteps. So hopefully they get the aspect of the poem, and when they read it, fathers and sons are inspired. But, like, that's a huge piece of that book too. So I appreciate that opportunity.
No problem. Because you definitely took the time out and submitted quite a few. You know what I'm saying? Quite a few poems. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely went hard. You definitely were hard, and I salute you, because, you know what I'm saying, like, a lot of people, and this is how you know you're genuinely talented, because a lot of people be doing stuff, or it might take the time, or it might take the, you know what I'm saying, just to get everything, you know what I'm saying, in order and all that. Like, you had the poems in, like, 30 minutes, so I'm like, man, and you could tell, like, it was something destined to happen, because everything happened so fluently.
That's the thing about greatness. Like, I would tell my sons and my daughter, just be great. And my man's Nip put me up on that. You know, shout out to Nip, Free Nip. My homie Tony Stoll, man. So we was talking about that. Like, some of us are born to be great. It just takes to be around somebody or find that energy realm that you need to be around so it all can come to the forefront or so you can tap it. But I tell them all the time, just be great and great things will happen. So, like, all of that stuff was already written. And I've tried to put my best foot forward every day to be the best at what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And writing is something I love. Like, a lot of passions I have. But, like, when you put your heart into something, that's your greatness. You're showing your greatness right there. Like, if you're an artist, when you paint those strokes with the brush and oil paint or whatever, then you're showing your greatness right there. It's just a matter of time before somebody sees that greatness and brings that to the forefront. So I'm always trying to stay ready. But just be ready. I implore anybody out there who got the talent, just stay ready. Just be great, man. Continue to be great, and it's going to happen for you, man. So, that was inevitable. I think that was a moment that was bound to happen. Like, we was born into this world, we didn't even realize this moment was going to happen. But just you showing your greatness, me showing my greatness, everything coming into place.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know what? And it's just the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Poetry is just the poetry. You feel me? I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying? Pretty soon, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be getting into more books. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a story to tell. Whether if it's a short story, a small story, them stories definitely going to get out. You feel me?
Yeah, we got to do the movie.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do the movie because our lives have a story. Like, it's a lot of artists we rotate with ourselves. We got to do the movie. We got to do the movie. Ain't no questions about it. So that's gonna be dope, man. I remember Crossroad days. Like, that was the mecca for a lot of us out south, shit, even out west, out east. Like, Crossroads was what's happening at that time, and we made a lot of stuff happen there. Like, it's, everybody got a story, like you say. Now I feel like I got to tell mine too. I've been through a lot of ups and downs, but I'm, you know what I'm saying. I'm still just trying to figure out how to exercise my greatness every day, and I don't feel like any of this is meant to break me. It just made me stronger. Like, everything I'm going through from day to day, this is still be up. So I'm great. This is up in the road to greatness for me. And nothing gonna stop greatness for me. So we got to tell the story.
That's big facts. You know what I'm saying? Hey, in my eyes, you're definitely a living legend. You know what I'm saying? You accomplished so much and did so much within a short period of time. You know what I'm saying? From me, first time meeting you, to even now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your accomplishments definitely stand out. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just a basic woo-wah-the-bam and boom. Nah, you know what I'm saying? You stay consistent. The grind was impeccable, like, you know what I'm saying, when nobody stopping it. When at that time, or even now, like, it's very few people that could honestly say they doing, or they either doing or have done what you've done.
Absolutely. I respect a lot of them brothers too, man. Much love to everybody that's always been supportive and on the team that moved with me out there, that's seen everything I went through and still going through. Like, you got 2,000% support from me. I appreciate those that support me. And much love. Like, this is just the beginning for a lot of things in life for us. So stay motivated. I'm focused like never before. This time is coming, man. You know, for me to reach the apex of that mountain again. It's coming. So, man, let's make it happen. I'm super ready. I can't wait. So, the grind ain't nothing changed. What to say with the grind, though. You know, that's one of my favorite songs I made too, On the Grind. I live it. That's my DNA. I don't know how to do nothing else. You know what I mean?
I swear to God. That shit real. Hey, one thing I really want to touch on with you, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know what I'm saying, you in a situation you in, which I think is pretty dope, because you never let that situation hold you down or get the best of you, but you're still out here moving, you know what I'm saying, even where you're at, to have a positive impact, you know what I'm saying? If you possibly can, briefly, can you, like, on some of the positive impacts or great things you've done so far, even being in a situation you in, from stopping someone, okay, from offing themselves and all that, bro. Speak on it.
Man, you know what? Okay, so speaking on that, right, I love philosophy, number one. I got a philosophy club one, man. I've seen something by Leonardo da Vinci, and I want to hit on real quick before I ease into what you just asked. So it says, Leonardo da Vinci stated, he said, "I have been impressed with the urgency of knowing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough, we must do." So those are the words from Leonardo da Vinci. Urged you to not just have a thought, not just have the will to do something, but to do it behind those things. So sometimes we get intuitions, we see things happening, like we don't move on an intuition, or we may not support each other, or we know somebody that may be struggling, something, going through something mentally or physically. We need to step up more as family and friends. So in the county, one of the craziest things to happen, right, we used to have these little spiritual groups to talk, try to lift each other. And that was just one of these guys named Kevin. Like, I met him when he came on the deck, and he was in the Army. You could tell he had some PTSD issues or whatever, but he was pretty distraught about being locked up and losing his family. So something in my spirit told me one day to go up and check on him, right? So I walked to his cell, and I get by the window, and I seen him taking a razor out, a sick razor. And he was about to slice his wrist with him. And it dawned on me, like, just me walking up those stairs that day, I saved his life in that moment. Because when I opened the door and I asked him, I say, "Bro, I say, what you doing, man?" He's like,
"You have 1 minute left.
I'm just tired of living. And I lost my family." I said, "Well, you got family in me." And put that down. And when we sat down and talked, like, everything came back together for him. But that just showed me, like, even when you feel like you're not somebody's blood, you can be somebody's family. And just showing support, especially in places like these when you're locked up and you know you can be there to support your family more, or just speak to them or send them a text or a card or a letter or anything to say, "Hey, man, I love you. Keep your head up." Like, that can save a person from taking their own life. Like, I'm living proof for that. So I hope Kevin's doing well. But, like, that's just some of the things that I've been through. And I feel like now's the time for us to support each other in the best way possible. And keep your hope up behind these bars, man. Family members out there, if you got somebody locked up and they need any joints in the nation, step up and support your peoples, man, and mend your family ties. Appreciate you, man. No time. Don't cut out. We'll get back to it in a couple weeks.
Love.
Curious.
Goodbye.
Yo, there you have it. Quick interview with the big partner, Frost, you know what I'm saying? Definitely on the positive note. Definitely up to great things. We still working out here. Poetry book bars, the hope coming soon. Shout out to every prisoners around across the states, that, you know what I'm saying, Mexico, that definitely chimed in, that definitely submitted poetry. The book, poetry book, could definitely be in stores real, real soon. You already know what it is. It's your boy Smith signing out on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.